This is Megan and Rosie, and you're listening to Unedited.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to our fourth episode of the Unedited podcast. Hopefully everyone's doing good. Me and Megan have.
Well, yeah, in between all the things that we've been doing other than podcasting.
We're really sorry that we haven't been podcasting since forever ago.
Yeah, I can't even remember the last time we podcast. And the last time we didn't even get ice cream, which is our tradition. So it feels like it's been even longer.
It's celebratory ice cream. We always have it after. But anyway, so why have we been missing in action, you ask, Megan?
Well, I had a play that I was in, so that was all that existed for a
really?
Time.
In my defense, I was sick for the first 2 weeks. Ridiculously sick. I even missed school, and I never miss school. My dad always makes me, no matter how, like, scarily vomity I am, not that I am for
She was close vomity. To death, folks. Close yeah. to death.
Anyway, and after that, I went to Whistler with my band, because I'm just a band geek like that. Anyway, Whistler was amazing, and it was so much fun. And hi to all you people, I miss you a lot.
Don't cry, Rosie.
I'm getting sentimental
They're with you
here.
In spirit.
Katie's right here, but, oh, there sorry, can't talk about this right now.
You ruined the surprise.
What? Surprise?
You're just a surprise ruiner is
okay.
what you are.
Anyway, moving on, let's not talk about the
yeah,
surprise.
Yeah, let's pretend that never happened. Okay, so what I would like to pretend never happened, the AP exam.
Why, Megan, do you want to pretend that that never happened?
Why else? I really feel like I need to remove that from my memory. It was
By the way, everyone, Megan is the smartest person you will ever meet. She did fine. Why was this scarring, Megan?
I didn't even finish the multiple choice. Like,
but
well, yeah, I finished the like written part, but still, it sucked. It was just sucky. I'm sure the bio was just as bad. I know several people did that.
Several. For the record, when Megan was telling me the story and she told me she hadn't finished the multiple choice, I was under the impression that she hadn't finished the, like, two essays and the DBQ, which is document-based question, which is basically hell on a piece of paper. Anyway, and I...
Kurt kept bothering us about doing episodes and made us feel guilty until we did one.
Yeah, and Jordan kind of caught me in the hallway, and I don't know if he meant for this to happen, but he kind of goes, Rosie, when are you going to do another podcast? Do another podcast. I've been waiting for one. I was kind of like, what? Jordan, we love you.
P.S. Yeah, really. So we're going to move on.
I love you. Sorry.
We're going to move on. But before we talk to Katie, why don't we introduce our main topic?
Oh, we can't talk to Katie first.
Just wait. We're getting to the good part.
Okay. Well, our main topic, as you guys know from your sneak a peek, see my air quotations, from last week, we're all talking about balance in life. And this week, we've decided to kind of talk about our lives and how we balance all the things we want to do, that we have to do, et cetera, et cetera.
Or how we fail to balance them. We're so busy that we couldn't even manage to get together for an hour to record this podcast.
Good point.
And that's kind of just an example of how busy everybody is. I know that most of my friends have crazy schedules, and I don't even know how some people get everything done. Like, we have sports teams, extracurricular clubs, we see our friends and family occasionally. We go to school. We do homework. It's just ridiculous. So
yeah.
I think we are probably the busiest generation yet. And obviously I haven't lived another generation, so I can't really say that necessarily. But
yeah, definitely agree. Busiest. We all know our parents and how hard it was for them. But
I think they had different challenges. Like,
for sure.
We have so many things asking for our time and that sort of thing.
For sure.
That, like, they were facing, I don't know, the war, the draft, like, our grandparents and that sort of thing, where we're facing, like, panic attacks.
Katie, why don't you tell us about all the things that you do?
Well, I'm a competitive figure skater, so I'm on the ice a lot, and I also help out around my skating club, and I teach little kids how to skate.
Aww. Such a humanitarian thing to do.
I'm in the Calgary Stampede show band. I'm also in symphonic and wind ensemble bands at school, and I work at the Renoir over in Glenmore Landing.
The Renoir?
An old folks home.
Aww.
Well, unfortunately, being well-rounded often means, you know, not getting to see your friends and stuff. And, like, what kind of things suck about being so busy?
My social life is everything I do, so yeah, I regret not being able to just, like, hang out on weekends or whatever, but every so often is a long weekend, and we make it work.
And sadly, that's where it ends, folks. Technology is fabulous, especially when it screws you over. But I assure you that it was a great episode. It originally ran at actually over 22 minutes. It's now down to 5 sad little cut minutes that don't make a lot of sense. So, sorry, hopefully one that's not crazy and weird comes out soon. The plan is tonight to record another one, but we shall see how that actually works out. Anyway, thanks for hanging on, and hopefully we'll see you in a better light next time.